Chapter 7. Stress. Advanced. Page 74. Practice 1. Practice the following word pairs. The noun is stressed on the first syllable, and the verb is stressed on the second syllable. Be sure to lengthen the stressed syllable and reduce the unstressed syllable.
1. Record. Record. 2. Conduct. Conduct. 3. Addict. Addict. 4. Protest. Protest. 5. Progress. Progress. 6. Permit. Permit. 7. Increase. Increase. 8. Conflict. Conflict. 9. Desert. Desert. 10. Contract. Contract.
11. Object. Object. 12. Subject. Subject. 13. Convict. Convict. 14. Defect. Defect. 15. Insult. Insult. 16. Present. Present. 17. Produce. Produce. 18. Rebel. Rebel. 19. Project. Project. 20. Suspect. Suspect.
Page 76. Practice 3. Practice the following words ending in A-T-E. In nouns and adjectives, the ending is pronounced it. In verbs, the ending is pronounced ate. Stress is on the third syllable from the end in all these words.
1. Graduate. Graduate.
2. Separate. Separate.
3. Estimate. Estimate.
4. Duplicate. Duplicate.
5. Approximate. Approximate.
6. Alternate. Alternate.
7. Moderate. Moderate.
8. Appropriate. Appropriate.
9. Elaborate. Elaborate.
10. Deliberate. Deliberate.
11. Accurate.
12. Consulate.
13. Delicate.
14. Fortunate.
15. Considerate.
16. Appreciate.
17. Assassinate.
18. Demonstrate.
19. Exaggerate.
20. Refrigerate.
Page 77. Exercise A. Practice the following sentences, paying special attention to stress and vowel reduction.
1. John Williams is conducting the concert tonight.
2. The students rebelled over the increase in tuition.
3. The rebels objected to their treatment by the authorities.
4. The Sahara Desert is increasing in size.
5. The union hasn't made any progress in getting a better contract.
6. They conducted a complete investigation of the project.
7. The police suspect that the convict is hiding in that deserted house.
8. He defected from the Democratic Party because of the conflict.
9. The criminal suspect protested that he wasn't informed of his rights.
10. Several subjects in the study contracted pneumonia.
11. Because of the defects in construction, they didn't receive a permit.
12. The addict was convicted of selling drugs to support his addiction.
Exercise B. Pay attention to how the ATE ending is pronounced in the following dialogues. 1.
Are you a graduate student?
Yes, and I hope to graduate next spring.
2.
How much do they estimate it will cost to fix your car?
They gave me an estimate of $500.
3.
Has Susan separated from her husband?
Yes, but I think it will be difficult for them to live separately.
4.
I asked Professor Jones a question, and he elaborated on it for 10 minutes.
Yes, he always gives elaborate explanations.
5.
My doctor told me to get a moderate amount of exercise.
You could try swimming and jogging on alternate days.
Or I could alternate walking and driving to work.
Six.
Johnny deliberately tried to set the house on fire. But fortunately, I caught him just in time.
I think you're exaggerating.
7.
I need to send in duplicate copies of my visa application to the French consulate.
There's a duplicating machine in my office. I can copy it for you.
That's very considerate of you. I'd really appreciate it.
Exercise C. Practice the following reading passage.
A large demonstration was held this morning in front of the administration building. Students were protesting a 50% increase in tuition fees proposed by the trustees of the university. Both undergraduate and graduate students objected strongly to the proposal. They boycotted classes and marched in picket lines, demanding that the administrators take action to relieve the drastic financial crisis. There were conflicting reports of the number of people involved in the protest. But some estimates were as high as 2,000. The associate dean said that the situation was very delicate. And that increased efforts would be made to resolve the conflict.
Page 79. Practice 5. Reduced vowels alternate with full vowels in the following related word forms.
1. Photograph. Photography. Photographic.
2. Telegraph. Telegraphy. Telegraphic.
3. Democrat. Democracy. Democratic.
4. Diplomat. Diplomacy. Diplomatic.
5. Politics. Political. Politician.
6. Personal. Personify. Personality.
7. Competent. Competitor. Competition.
8. Family. Familiar. Familiarity.
80. Exercise A. Pay attention to both the location of stress and the quality of unstressed vowels in the following dialogue.
Who is the man in this photograph? He looks like a politician or a diplomat.
I believe that's Joe Moneybags, the Democratic congressman from Massachusetts. He's been in politics for a long time. He's very diplomatic. His competitors never seem to be able to defeat him.
You seem to be familiar with politics. Do you belong to a political party?
No, I'm neither a Democrat nor a Republican. But I take my personal duty as a citizen in a democracy very seriously and vote in every election.
Page 81. Practice 6. Drop the syllable immediately after the stressed syllable in the following words.
1. Interesting. 2. Temperature. 3. Favorable. 4. Miserable. 5. Pleasurable.
6. Laboratory. 7. Elementary. 8. Documentary. 9. Separate. 10. Deliberate.
11. Favorite. 12. Different. 13. Restaurant. 14. Aspirin. 15. Beverage.
16. Comfortable. 17. Reasonable. 18. Vegetable. 19. Chocolate. 20. Family.
21. Naturally. 22. Generally. 23. Accidentally. 24. Awfully.
25. Physically. Physical. 26. Practically. Practical. 27. Economically. Economical.
Page 82. Exercise A. Practice the following dialogue, omitting the unstressed vowels, as in the model.
Let's go to a different restaurant today. The food at Judy's has received favorable reviews in the paper and is reasonably priced. Besides, it's practically around the corner from the laboratory.
Okay, let's try it. I'd like a pleasurable lunch.
Waiter, we'd like comfortable seats near the window. And please make out separate checks.
The menu looks basically interesting. But they don't have my favorite beverage. Iced tea.
Oh, well. They have several interesting vegetable dishes. And 5 different chocolate desserts.
I don't know if I can eat anything. I'm really feeling miserable today. The students in my elementary class were deliberately causing problems.
Students periodically act up. Why don't you take some aspirin and forget about it? You'll feel better after you eat something.
Chapter 8, Rhythm, page 90. Practice 2. Can has three different pronunciations.
1. Kun, kin, or kn, short, unstressed, weak form.
A. I can swim.
B. We can hear the noise.
C. Sharon can speak English.
D. Can you help me?
E. Where can we meet?
2. Can't or can't. Stressed, negative, strong form.
F. I can't swim.
G. We can't hear any noise.
H. I'm sorry, but I can't help you.
I. Can't you do anything about it? No, I can't.
J. You can come, can't you?
3. Can or can. Long, stressed, affirmative, strong form.
K. Yes, I can.
L. Oh dear, what can we do?
M. I said that I can come. Didn't you understand me?
N. They can come, and we can too.
Page 92. Exercise F. Practice using weak forms in the following dialogues. Dialogue 1. N.
I love bacon and eggs.
I prefer toast and coffee.
How about hot dogs and baked beans?
Red beans and rice is much better.
Spaghetti and meatballs?
Fish and chips.
Ice cream and cake?
A peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Dialogue 2. To.
I'd like to speak to the manager.
I'm afraid the manager's gone out to lunch.
Can I speak to the assistant manager then?
I'm afraid the assistant manager has gone to a meeting.
Well, I need to see someone who has the authority to give me a refund.
I'm afraid the store is about to close.
Dialogue 3. Thumb. T.
I want them. I want them now. I've got to have them.
But do you need them?
Of course I need them. I can't live without them.
Then I'll give them to you. But you've got to give them back to me tomorrow.
I have to return them so soon?
Dialogue 4. Fur.
What are you doing?
I'm waiting for the bus. It's taking forever to come.
How long have you been waiting?
For at least 5 minutes. I wish you would come on time for a change.
I wish you'd stop complaining for a change.
Dialogue 5. Sun. Fur.
I need some change. Do you have change for a dollar?
I have some nickels and dimes.
I need some quarters to get some soda from the machine.
Soda's not good for you anyway. You can get some juice for only 75 cents.
I asked for change, not for advice.
Dialogue 6. It.
There are one or two things we have to get settled at once.
Certainly.
How long will you be staying at the hotel?
I'll be staying for 3 or 4 days. I'll be leaving on Monday or Tuesday.
And at what time on Monday or Tuesday will you be leaving?
Either in the morning or at night.
I see. That's very helpful.
Why don't we talk about it at lunch?
Dialogue 7. Bit. Ken.
I can see that you're upset. But I don't think that I can help you.
Why not?
The problems that you're having are in areas that are beyond my competence.
I know that you're not an expert. But isn't there something that you can do?
I can recommend that you call your mother.
Dialogue 8. Then.
It's faster than a speeding bullet.
More powerful than a locomotive.
Fiercer than a thunderstorm.
More mysterious than the night.
Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound.
It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superwoman.
Dialogue 9. Is.
She's as happy as a lark.
He's as quiet as a mouse.
She's as fast as the wind.
He's as slow as molasses.
She's as sweet as honey.
He's as hard as a rock.
She's as pretty as a picture.
He's as old as the hills.
They're as thick as thieves.
Dialogue 10. Ken.
Can you cook?
No, but I can eat out.
Can you sew?
No, I can't. But I can take my clothes to a tailor.
Can you clean house?
No, but I can ask my mother to do it.
Can't you do anything for yourself?
I can get married.
Dialogue 11. He. Him. Is. Her.
What does he want it to do?
He wants her to wash her clothes, make her bed, clean her room, and do her homework every night.
What does she tell him?
She tells him that he should mind his own business.
But isn't he your father?
Yes, he is.
Dialogue 12. Is. Of.
Betsy has failed the test. John has failed the test. And Michael has failed it.
Everyone has failed it. All year the class has been given impossible tests.
Some students have done well in the course.
That's impossible.
Not for me. My grades have all been A's.
Dialogue 13. Of.
You should have told me about it.
You shouldn't have said it didn't matter.
You should have at least warned me.
I might have said something if I'd known how upset you'd be.
You must have known that I'd be angry.
How could I have known that you don't like anchovies on your pizza? I guess I'll have to eat it all by myself.
Dialogue 14. Was. Were.
I was just thinking.
You were just thinking what?
I was just thinking that you and I...
Go on. What were you thinking?
Well, I was thinking that you and I should...
Should get married?
No, should stop interrupting each other.
Page 98. Exercise B. Pay attention to linking, pausing, and overall rhythm in the following reading passage.
Big two-hearted river. In the morning, The sun was up, and the tent was starting to get hot. Nick crawled out under the mosquito netting, stretched across the mouth of the tent, to look at the morning. The grass was wet on his hands as he came out. He held his trousers and his shoes in his hands. The sun was just up over the hill. There was the meadow, the river, and the swamp. There were birch trees in the green of the swamp. On the other side of the river,
the river was clear and smoothly fast in the early morning. Down about 200 yards were three logs all the way across the stream. They made the water smooth and deep above them. As Nick watched, a mink crossed the river on the logs and went into the swamp. Nick was excited. He was excited by the early morning and the river. He was really too hurried to eat breakfast, but he knew he must. He built a little fire and put on the coffee pot.
Page 99. Exercise E. Link words together within phrases in the following dialogues. Dialogue 1.
How do I make it?
You need an egg, an apple, an eggplant, an ounce of oatmeal, one onion, some apricots, some almonds, some orange juice, and some oil.
Anything else?
And an unripe banana.
That sounds like an incredible recipe.
It may be an inedible one. I just made it up.
Dialogue 2.
Why are you so angry at me?
Well, you always argue about everything. I'm tired of it.
I don't argue all the time. I think you're being unfair.
There you go again.
Dialogue 3.
Where is everyone? Is anyone at home?
Are you able to see anything?
No, it's okay. No one's around. Try the door.
It's open.
Good. Let's go in.
Wait a minute. I see a light inside. Somebody must be in. Let's get out of here. Right away.
You're too anxious. It's only a cat.
If it's a cat, why is it picking up the phone?
Dialogue 4.
It's all right. Calm down.
I feel okay now. Thanks.
Now tell us exactly how it happened.
I was riding my bike when he came over and started yelling at me.
What did he say?
He said I was ruining his garden. Then he suddenly turned around, picked up a rock, and hurled it in my direction.
And what did you do?
I hit him, kicked him, and knocked him down.
What else?
And then I bit him. That's when he ran away.
I see. It sounds like you got off easy.
Dialogue 5.
She lives at 55 Atlantic Avenue.
We'd better hurry. She likes it when everyone arrives on time.
Do you have a present?
Of course. I have a nice bottle of wine. She likes it when everyone brings a gift.
She gives awesome parties. She loves it when we all have a good time.
She loves it even more when everyone leaves early.
Dialogue 6.
Stop talking. I can't drive if you keep talking.
Stop tailgating. If he stops suddenly, you'll hit him.
I'm warning you. I don't like backseat drivers.
I don't like poor drivers. You'd better slow down.
Keep your trap shut. You're not driving.
Watch out! That car's slowing down. I'm glad I had my seatbelt on.
Get out. I can't stand to hear your voice anymore.
You might at least thank me for preventing an accident.
Please fast forward to the end of this side, turn the tape over, and start side 2.